Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Bicentennial softball field's drainage concerns on Parks and Recreation's agenda. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The softball fields at Bicentennial Park in Campbell County have long suffered from drainage issues causing disruptions during rain. Despite being constructed in the 1970s, the fields haven't undergone significant renovations, according to the Gillette News Record. Parks and Recreation Executive Director Dwayne Dillinger said during a Parks Board meeting last week, the problem with those softball fields is they're the lowest point in the whole park. Efforts were made last year to improve the infield drainage, but issues persisted in dugouts and spectator areas. The Parks and Recreation Department proposed a drainage system costing between $1.3 and $1.5 million, involving a cistern to pump water into a sewer or retention pond. The project, budgeted multiple times since 2002, faces challenges in securing approval. Commissioners suggested including the project in this year's budget, highlighting its importance for the community, despite the field's reduced use by adult teams. Previous expense proposals in 2022 were deferred, but a more feasible plan is now under consideration. The project's fate hinges on the optional 1% sales tax fund review in April. Be on the lookout for tax season scams and robocalls, says the IRS. As tax season unfolds, residents are cautioned to be wary of cybercrime threats, particularly IRS impersonators attempting to extract sensitive information. Jackson Hole Daily reported the Federal Trade Commission warns against responding to unsolicited emails or text messages about tax refunds, as scammers often use these methods to trick individuals into clicking on malicious links. The FTC emphasizes the real IRS does not contact individuals via email, text, or social media for personal or financial information. Cybersecurity experts, including Laura Baker from Cyber Wyoming, advise people to hang up and verify if they receive unexpected calls, even if they seem to be from known contacts. Cyber Wyoming also recommends early tax filing to minimize the risk of fraudulent returns and obtaining an identity protection PIN from the IRS for added security. Baker emphasizes the importance of safeguarding the IP PIN and checking the refund status on IRS.gov. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.